Hey there, your Ohio State football headlines for Tuesday, December 1st. Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. Hey, make sure you're listening to Buckeye Talk. I mean, you are, but make sure you are. 5 days a week, get subscribed. Try the text if you'd like. A lot of info happening, and you want to get it in your phone instantaneously, even just to like get through the Michigan game at this point. You get the 2 week free trial, you get through the Michigan game. Then you can ditch us if you want. 614-350-3315. Just text something to that number. You'll get a reply. Easy, quick sign up, 14-day free trial. See what you think. $4 a month after that. Read cleveland.com/OSU. We appreciate you. Thanks for hanging with us. Crazy times for Ohio State football, but here's what's going on right now with the Buckeyes and our coverage at cleveland.com. Ohio State football players did return to the Woody Hayes Athletic Center on Monday. This is Doug LaMaurice with Cleveland.com. Ohio State, of course, had its game against Illinois on Saturday canceled, and they paused team activities at that point after a number of positive COVID-19 tests in the Ohio State football program Friday afternoon. But on Monday, the football players who are not positive, who do not have a positive test, and who are not quarantined or in isolation, either because they are positive or as part of any contact tracing, everybody else could come back to the Woody Hayes Athletic Center on Monday for small group workouts. They are having meetings virtually, so they're meeting on video conference, but they could have some players in the building that was some bit of progress as Ohio State works toward possibly playing at Michigan State on Saturday. So all activity was paused. Some activity did resume on Monday. Ryan Day, the head coach, previously said if they could have a practice by Thursday practice, walk through Friday, they would be able to get ready to play their Saturday game against Michigan State. To keep up to date on what is going on with this news, lots happening with the Buckeyes, read cleveland.com/OSU and try our text message service, 14-day free trial, at 614-350-3315. 4-0 Ohio State Buckeyes, a 24-point favorite for their game at Michigan State on Saturday, if that game is played. But the sports books did put a line on the game, opened at 24, still at 24 as of early in the week. Michigan State, of course, coming off a win over the West Division leading Northwestern Wildcats. So that's a big win for Michigan State, who previously beat Michigan this season. Ohio State, of course, undefeated at 4-0. Did not play last week against Illinois. 24-point favorite if this game can be played in East Lansing on Saturday. For all your Ohio State coverage, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU. Believing there might be coronavirus cases within the program, the Michigan Wolverines paused team activities on Monday. They did have meetings virtually, but they did not meet in person on Monday. This is Michigan trying to figure out where that program might be with the coronavirus. And this, of course, matters to Ohio State because Ohio State has missed games against Maryland and Illinois. Ohio State is trying to see if it can play at Michigan State this week. But then the regular season finale is scheduled to be December 12th, the game, Michigan at Ohio State. So the Buckeyes need, of course, not only their program to be able to play, but the Michigan program to be able to play. At this moment, according to current Big Ten rules, any Ohio State football players who have tested positive will not be able to play against Michigan because Big Ten rules say you must be out for 21 days if you have a positive test, and the Michigan game would fall in that 21-day window. But at this point, what both programs are hoping for is that even though players may be missing, both programs will be in a spot where the greatest rivalry in college football can continue. So as of now, Ohio State dealing with it, Michigan being cautious to see where that program may be in dealing with it. And if you want to keep up to date with all of this, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU and try our text subscription service at 614-350-3315. I'm Doug LaMaurice with cleveland.com. The early signing period for college football recruits is about 2 weeks away on Wednesday, December 16th, and Ohio State finishing off what is currently ranked as the number 2 overall class of recruits for the class of 2021. 20 overall commitments for the Ohio State Buckeyes, 4 5-star players, 12 4-star players, four three-star players, according to the 247 Sports recruiting numbers. Jack Sawyer, number four overall player in the country, number one player in Ohio, number three defensive end, headlines this class. Other five stars committed verbally to Ohio State at the moment: Donovan Jackson, the offensive guard from Texas, Travion Henderson, the running back from Virginia, and Kyle McCord, the quarterback from Philadelphia. So Ohio State, with 20 verbal commitments, looking potentially to add one, two, maybe even three players to this class, certainly involved with a couple five stars. And again, this is the early signing period on December 16th. There will continue to be the late signing period in February. So most of the class, the current committed players, most of this class will sign in December, but there may still be a couple players the Buckeyes will still try to add before February to finalize this class, which still has a chance to be maybe the number one class in the country for the first time in modern recruiting history. Ohio State has never really had a number one class. Currently trails Alabama, has had the number two class a couple times. This is going to be a very good Ohio State class for 2021. Now we're just waiting to see exactly how good. For all your Ohio State football recruiting news, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU. Of course, among the Ohio State Buckeyes dealing with COVID-19, Ohio State football coach Ryan Day. This is Doug LeMaurice from cleveland.com. Day is the only person that we know for sure has tested positive for COVID-19 within the Ohio State football program. Because Ohio State hit a threshold to have to pause activities and miss last week's game against Illinois, we know there are at least 13 people between players, coaches, and staffers, 13 people associated with the program who have positive COVID-19 tests. We don't know the exact number. We do not know the exact people other than Ryan Day. So Ryan Day cannot coach against Michigan State on Saturday, even if the Buckeyes can play. The plan against Illinois, had that game been played, would have been for defensive line coach Larry Johnson to be the interim coach. That would be the plan against Michigan State. This has happened all across the country. For instance, Nick Saban at Alabama, a positive COVID-19 test, did not coach, was not at the game when Alabama beat Auburn last week, but he thought the assistant coaches did a good job filling in. So Ryan Day can participate in virtual meetings, can help draw up the game plan, certainly is doing that. But if the Buckeyes do play Michigan State, Ryan Day will not be there, along with several other people who we know have tested positive for the Buckeyes, just don't know who they are. To read all about this, to listen all about this, it's cleveland.com/OSU. It's Buckeye Talk, wherever you find podcasts. I'm Doug LeMaurice for cleveland.com. Thanks for listening.